This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes. Also, make sure to check out and subscribe to our YouTube original channel, UCTV Prime, available only on YouTube at youtube.com/UCTV Prime. This UCTV podcast is sponsored in part by Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of digital audiobooks available, including many by guests you've heard here on UCTV. Audible.com is offering UCTV podcast listeners a free 30-day trial subscription and one free audiobook download. Just visit audibletrial.com/UCTV to sign up. That's audibletrial.com/UCTV. And thanks.
UCLA assistant baseball coach TJ Bruce joins us today in his third year in Westwood. The Bruins, of course, to the College World Series two of the last 3 years. TJ, it's been a nice ride. What are the Bruins going to have to do to get back there this year?
Nothing out of the ordinary. I think we just got to stay the course and just follow exactly what we've been doing and stay diligent on our daily work. And, you know, just concentrate on one day at a time and, you know, let the end result take care of itself at the end.
Collegiate baseball has the Bruins ranked fifth going into the season. You've got four returning position players, all four starting pitchers, and reliever David Berg coming back. It's nice knowing that the hill is taken care of.
Yeah, it's good. You know, our pitching staff has been a big strength for us. And we got a wonderful pitching coach and our head coach, Coach Savage. And, you know, like I said, it's nothing. No one needs to do anything spectacular. It's just stay the course and concentrate on your daily work and get better each day, and we'll be fine at the end.
It's hard to believe the season is almost here. February 15th, you open a three-game series against Minnesota at Jackie Robinson Stadium. Forget all the winter workouts. It's got to be great to play those first games.
It is, and there's always phases in terms of, you know, going through fall, going through January, going through February. You know, each phase is, like you said, you're always trying to put hay in the barn in each phase. And as the time gets closer to February, kids get a little bit more excited. Coaches are more excited. You know, but like I said, it goes back to, you know, one day at a time, and this is what we're doing today, and let's get better today. And, but, you know, like you said, there's always stuff in the air come February, and we're excited.
Five of the other Pac-12 schools are ranked in the top 20, along with the UCLA Bruins. Does any other conference compare to the Pac-12? I feel like it has to be the most competitive.
I think there's great conferences. I really do. I mean, you got great teams across California. You got great teams throughout the country. And, you know, we like to think that we're one of the top conferences. But like I said, there's so many good schools and there's so many good players out there. You know, we just try to concentrate on what we need to do and get through it.
UCLA baseball is not a secret nationally. People know the Bruins. But this year, the Pac-12 Network is going to televise six UCLA games, gives added exposure to the program. That's got to be a good thing.
Excited. It's going to be exciting for recruiting. It's going to be exciting. You know, I think we got six games on TV. It's exciting time for the Pac-12 in general, not just UCLA, but the whole Pac-12. And we're looking forward to it. You know, I think the exposure it's going to bring to West Coast baseball is going to be great, and we're excited.
You've got a couple of non-conference road trips. There's a Tuesday in Santa Barbara, and then you've got a three-game series in Waco against Baylor. How important is it for the team to get that experience playing away from home?
No doubt. I think you have to be, it's a two-way street. You know, you got to be really good at home and take care of what you have at home and Jackie Robinson, and then you also got to be really good on the road. I think we lost three or four road games all of last year, which is a commitment to what we've done and what we preach, and it just says a lot about our players. And it's really good to go get battle tested early, but like we always say, anybody can beat anybody any given time, and there's so many good teams, and you know, it's a challenge, but we're excited for it.
One of your main responsibilities on the field is working with the infielders. Shortstop Pat Valeka, second baseman Kevin Williams are two of the four returning position players that you work with on a daily basis. How do you think they fare this year as leaders of this team?
you know, they've been really good. This junior class has been great. They have a lot of quiet leadership. They do things right. Pat's been a mainstay for us at shortstop for 3 years, and you don't see that very often. A freshman that came in and played every day for the last 2 years and played in Omaha, I think it just more guys can build off of him, as well as Kevin. Kevin's in the same thing. He came in, played second base for 2 years, and it helps in terms of chemistry. And you got Kevin Kramer, another guy that's played last year as a freshman. You got Chris Keck. I mean, we got a lot of players that have played a lot. So with those two guys in the middle, we feel excited.
We mentioned that the Bruins have made the trip to Omaha two of the last 3 years, got to the final series 3 years ago. So close, but not to the championship. Does that deflate? Or does that serve as motivation? What was the conversation around the team thinking about last year, looking forward to this year?
Oh, I think it's absolutely motivation. I think, we got a lot of work to do. We talk about finishing, and until, we have a deadline. Our deadline, we want to fly home on July 1st, and that's our goal. And so, we're doing what we can to get to that goal. And like I said, I think every day we talk about it. We talk about, hey, we got to finish. You got to finish practice. You got to finish this play. And that's what it's about. And that's eventually, it's the short-term goals that's going to lead us to the long-term goals and fly home July 1.
TJ, what do you think that your growth has been as an assistant coach over the last 3 years? What have you learned most about being here working with John Savage for that time?
It's just everything he does, there's a purpose behind it. Everything, he always knows why we're doing this. Communication skills are unbelievable. I think that's so valuable in terms of young coaches like myself, and now we're dealing with young players. The communication and the day-to-day goals that we have, as not only as a staff, but that we can get out to our players. It's been invaluable. He's been great. He's been great for our program and obviously our school. And I can't say enough about what he's done and the leadership that he's provided for UCLA.
And he just signed a contract extension. That can't hurt.
No, it's great. And he deserves every bit of it. And, he's going to be in Westwood for a long time. So, we expect nothing but great success in years to come.
Shortstop Brandon Crawford helped the San Francisco Giants win the World Series this last year. Gerrit Cole, Trevor Bauer, expected to make major impacts on their teams this season. So lots of great talents come through UCLA. What do you attribute the continued success to the team over the years?
I think it goes back to Coach Savage. I really do. In terms of the early stages of recruiting, finding out what makes the player tick inside, finding out what you can bring out of them, and so that starts there. And then obviously once they get here, you got to develop them as young men and develop them professionally and send them off in their way. And a lot of it is, then the other side of it is you got to contribute it to their success, the players. Being able to listen, that's a big deal. You want to be able to get better, and then that's it.
The nature of baseball is that the best hitter in the world can have an 0-for-5 day. When you're recruiting somebody, maybe you see them on not a good day like that. Does seeing how they handle that play a big part in getting a window on the character of the kid?
Yeah, huge part. It's always easy to evaluate when they're 3-for-3 with three home runs or, four RBIs. That's easy. That's the easy part of our job in terms of evaluating that. But it's always going out and trying to see them how – when they do fail, because it's like the old stat, it's 3 of 10, it's 30% or 300, you're hitting 300 in the big leagues, you're going to Hall of Fame. And so we like to go out and see them struggle a little bit, see how they handle it, see how they are with their teammates. I mean, that starts from the time we get to the park early to watch them play catch, and then to the time to the last pitch after we leave. You got to do the best you can to see every aspect of what the individual's doing.
Baseball has a perception of being a team game on the field, but everybody kind of scatters their own way when the game ends. But in college baseball, the teams always meet in the outfield usually, mm-hmm. to talk about the game right after it's over. That's a unique part of that. What kind of discussions go on in those post-game meetings out there?
I think it's the learning process, and it's, we work with Ken Revisa, the sports psychologist. We always talk about debriefing. We debrief as a staff, and then we go debrief the team, and that's the only way you learn. And it's, baseball is, we're fortunate that we play 4 to 5 times a week. So, Friday can't bleed over to Saturday. Saturday can't bleed into Sunday, whether it's successes or not. So I think it's just, it helps debrief that day. And then by the time you walk out of that locker room, we've debriefed it as a staff and as a team, and then we can move on to the next day. And that's exactly what we're doing as a staff. And it's bringing up a lot of positives, a lot of negatives on what we can do to get better and what we need to do to stay on top. So it just helps us kind of release that day and then go into the next day.
As a recruiting coordinator, you've helped secure the number two recruiting class of the freshmen this year. Five of them were selected in the MLB draft, made the choice to come to college. Do you see any of those guys making an immediate impact on this team this season?
I do. You know, all our guys, this recruiting class was really well, really good. Coach Savage did a great job and bringing these guys into campus. And I see them all contributing in a big way. And, you know, we always say everybody contributes something every day. And then, you know, throughout the year. So these guys will have an immediate impact, and we're gonna be better for it. And they've done a great job this fall. And so, you know, we look forward to big things in the spring.
I just have a question about the College World Series. The Bruins closed out Rosenblatt Stadium, and then you played in the new stadium last year. A pretty nice-looking ballpark on TV. What was it like being there?
Unbelievable. I'll tell you what, you learn what you go through in September to get to that. And that's what our players feel. That's what our staff feels. And you just want to be back there so bad. And you can't wait to, you know, the season ends end of June, July 1. You can't just wait to get started in September. And it's a great feeling. And it's just all the hard work these kids have put in. And they deserve everything.
We're talking about ensuring that you guys get back to the College World Series. But baseball season is really long. You guys play a lot of games. How do you maintain the level of intensity and focus and keeping the players healthy throughout the duration of the season?
Well, you know, that's always a challenge because you always feel like you want to do more. Sometimes you got to know when to do less. And then that's the great thing about it's another thing. You know, you talk about learning from Coach Savage and just learning how to when to pull back, when to put the pedal to the metal. You know, and we always split it up into, you know, we got 4 weeks of non-conference. So, you know, we want to win the non-conference season. Then we want to win the first month of March, and then we want to win. You know, you just got to split it up, and that's how we try to do things to keep our guys motivated every day.
Coach, always enjoy talking to you. Best wishes. Baseball's just starting. We love it, and we're looking forward to great things from the Bruins. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And we'll be right back with more UCLA Bruin talk after this brief public service announcement.
A trophy can be made just about anywhere. But there's one place where champions are made. UCLA, champions made here.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Bruin Talk. It is now time to honor our Student Athlete of the Week. This week, we honor Shabazz Muhammad of men's basketball as our Athlete of the Week. Shabazz scored 23 points to lead the Bruins in their victory over Stanford. The game marked UCLA's seventh straight win this season. Shabazz has scored double figures in all the games he's played. Thus far, he leads the team in average points with 19.6 per game. We look forward to continued strong play from the freshmen. Congratulations, Shabazz, and good luck with the rest of the season. If you would like additional information about UCLA athletics, please visit our website at uclabruins.com.
We talked a little earlier about diamonds, and one of the nicest ones you'll see anywhere is at Easton Stadium, home of UCLA softball. Bruins are very excited about the upcoming campaign, and we're very excited to have a couple of members of the team with us. The first is a volunteer assistant coach, Jody Legaspi, a great player at UCLA, hit 342, never missed a start at shortstop, back as a volunteer assistant coach, and Jessica Hall, who knows that it really all begins in the circle. That's where softball is often won and lost. Welcome both of you to Bruin Talk.
Thank you.
Jessica, a new season starting. It's got to be great to get back out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a month away. I can't wait. Time couldn't go any faster.
I was joking when you came in before we started talking. I said, you ready to pitch every inning of every game? I don't think you want to do that this year.
I won't need to, but, I mean, I'm willing to if I need to.
Jody, a sparkling career at UCLA. I mean, it's a remarkable string. You started every game that you played here at shortstop. Every game that was on the schedule, you started at short. Hit 342 for a career average, and you won an NCAA championship. How does it feel being back on the team in a coaching capacity?
I've been really blessed to be able to have the career that I did in the Bruin bubble, and it means a lot more coming back because of the fact that I got to experience life in the uniform, so I'm able to relate to the girls in different aspects on and off the field. The biggest thing that I'm excited about is to be able to continue just our culture and tradition that we've been able to uphold and on the level and the highest stage possible in our sport. This is the perennial powerhouse program, so to be able to come back and to be able to serve and engage with the kids, it's been an amazing fall for me, and we're excited about the winter quarter so that we can kind of get started with some preseason games.
Jessica, Jody just told us how meaningful it is for her to be back here on the UCLA campus, back at home, if you will. What do you think Jody will bring to the team this year? It's got to feel good to have someone there that's been in your shoes. She knows exactly what you're going through. It's got to be helpful.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely a big leader on the team. We look up to her knowing she has that experience. And so I think that we can go to her in any situation because she's been through it herself. And watching her when I was younger, just looking up, following in her footsteps, I think it's been a great addition this year.
And Jessica, you mentioned watching her when you were younger. I mean, people watch UCLA softball, but now with the Pac-12 network, a lot of games are going to be on TV. A lot more people are going to watch you. How does that feel, knowing that there are future Jessica Halls out there watching you and dreaming of being in your shoes?
Oh, well, that's exciting, but I mean, that's half the reason why I chose to come here, just knowing that, you know, I'll be in a place where younger girls from younger generations can look up to me, and just being able to be that leader and being able to serve them, like Jody said, is just a dream of mine.
So. You started 28 times last year, 16 complete games. I'm always astonished when I see pitchers who are not looking like lumberjacks. How do you generate the torque with your body? How do you generate the speeds you have to do to succeed at the college level?
I think it's just a combination of everything, just putting it all together, being flexible, and they train us well for our specific needs, and I think that we're well prepared.
Jody, with this season just a little over a month away, as Jessica alluded to earlier, what overarching goals do you and the other members of the coaching staff see for this team?
It's really to just get back to the basics of what we're all about in the program. We have our pillars, faith and family comes first, then school, and then ball. We've added just a new dynamic and a new energy with a big freshman class. So there's an excitement rallied around that as well. They're learning standards. They're learning academic standards. They're learning how to really, we have a mantra this year, it's dominance through excellence. Coach Kirk Walker is another great addition that we were able to add this season. And just combining the past and the present together to still continue on what was built previously and to keep that going has been the biggest goal for us just moving forward. But I think in the big picture, it's just really building strong leaders, female athletes that are going to contribute in society after they get out, after their 4 years here. And if that looks like a national championship, if all the pieces fall into one place and that's able to happen, then that's what it'll be. But our main goal is just how can you make a masterpiece every day. And that's been our focus.
Kirk Walker was the head coach at Oregon State for 18 years, comes back to join the staff. Of course, Jessica, you've had a chance to work with Lisa Fernandez and Kelly Inoue Perez, who was a catcher, so you've had a good chance to work on the philosophy of pitching with people who have done it at the highest level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been great. I mean, they all have so much to offer that I've come in here, you know, thinking I know it all and end up learning so much more than I thought. And they've just adjusted me to just be a healthier, stronger, more consistent pitcher, and it's more than I can ask for.
When you were in high school, you just blew people away. What's the biggest difference coming to college and having to deal with hitters that are like Jody?
Yeah, I mean, well, it comes down to every single pitch where, you know, in high school you can get by with a lot more and you can carry the team on your shoulders. Here, it's not that case. You have to rely on your teammates and just trust that they have your back in every moment.
Like baseball, it's a long season for softball. And I'm always intrigued by the fact that you want to be concentrating and focusing every pitch, but the people in the dugout have got their hats on sideways, and it's kind of a loose atmosphere. How do you balance that kind of fun that you have to make it through a long season with the need to concentrate during the games?
I think that's a big thing, just keeping our spirits alive and just knowing that, you know, the game's about having fun and giving back to the sport. And if it was all serious, then I don't think we would be doing what we're doing, because you have to love what you're doing and truly be passionate about it. And I definitely think that this team has got that, all of us.
Jody, it's hard to live game to game, inning to inning, pitch to pitch, especially when you're a young athlete. How do you, as a coaching staff, try to implement what Jessica is saying, staying even keeled throughout the game? It must be hard to teach.
I think for me, in my own personality and across the board for all of us as coaches, we've really come to a point where it gives us great joy to be able to watch the girls perform. And where I get most excited, believe it or not, is actually in practice, because that's my floor to teach. In the games, we really just get to let them go. And if we've done everything right to prepare them in between the white lines Monday through Friday, then Saturday and Sunday, I know that they're going to get it done. Coach I does a great job of developing practice plans specific to the needs of our team. And so right now, literally, they're in practice working on things. So it becomes fun when I get to sit back and literally watch the orchestra come together.
Easton Stadium, Jessica, has great conditions. If there is a breeze, it's not hard. It might be blown out to right field, but it's not hard. What's the biggest difference between pitching here and then going on the road playing in weather conditions that may not be so good?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough adjustment, but I mean, it's also fun to just maybe be able to challenge yourself. And I mean, they prepare us mentally for lots of different situations, so it's never something that affects us too much to where we can't adjust to it.
Jody, a former UCLA student athlete, Shelley Carlin, just gave $400,000 mm-hmm. to UCLA softball. What does that feel like, knowing that somebody cares so much?
It makes us proud. It makes us proud that we're able to not only be linked in with an awesome alumni network, but to have somebody like Shelley Carlin, who is a byproduct of what we as UCLA stand for, not only in the capacity of her work arena, but to be able to have the heart to give back to us, is an amazing feeling. And it's a great thing for our girls to be able to see that it is possible. Shelley Carlin, a little bit of her story, she wasn't a predominant player on the team, but she said she got so much out of the experience here at UCLA because we were able to develop a format for her to be through the roof in whatever capacity was within her. And from that, I mean, she's just a big timer in her industry and is able to really bless us with her donation toward our program. And we're excited to be able to implement her vision for us and bringing back a Bruin Academy so that we can continue to build leaders just as she has become for us.
Jessica, Jody's talking about how proud it makes the team feel, knowing that Shelley felt that need to give back to the program. And UCLA is a very prideful school. It has to feel good to go out there every game with the four letters UCLA on your back.
Yeah, I mean, and definitely, especially our alumni, is a good reminder of that, and especially Shelley Carlin. She's more than just, you know, a large donation. She's there for us. She's there to help us to better our futures and put us in a position to succeed later on. And just people like that alone remind us how blessed we are and how this UCLA is not like any other school out there. There's a tradition behind it, and it's a great reminder.
UCLA's motto is championships made here, and I know that's the goal every year. Last year, the Bruins hosting the regional, and it didn't go well. And baseball and softball are like that. The best team in the world can lose to the worst team in the league. Things just happen, and your final game was a 2-1 loss. What kind of off-season mindset did that put you in? What was that like?
Yeah, well, I was crushed, and it's definitely not something we expected, but maybe something we could have prepared a little better for towards the end, knowing we put in the work all season, just not getting caught off guard, not giving anybody, underestimating anybody, I think, but we can use that experience in the future.
I was going to ask, does that serve as fuel for this year?
Definitely, definitely. You'll never forget those moments, and you'll never get them back, but you can't live in the past either. You can only use it to better your future, and I think that we're in a good position to do that.
What are you most looking forward to about this year?
Just seeing it all come together, seeing all your hard work pay off, there's nothing that compares to it. Being on the road and just being with your team and learning and growing with them is a feeling that you can't beat.
UCLA students come here not just for sports, because it's a great academic school. Tell us about off the field, what kind of studies you've been engaging in at UCLA.
As a history major, I'm loading up on my major requirements right now. But, I mean, I enjoy it. I really do enjoy what I'm studying, and I'm just working hard in the classroom. It's definitely motivation on the field. It takes a lot of stress off knowing that we have a long season ahead of us and to start preparing now.
This is also a school where the athletes don't live in an academic bubble. I mean, you try to stay in a team bubble when you're with the team, but you're out there with the rest of the students. You wear the UCLA sweats on campus. People come up and ask you, what do you do? Tell us how it's like to sell UCLA softball to somebody that may not have seen it.
Well, a lot of people seem to know a lot about it, a lot of the tradition behind it, and it's just cool to hear that you don't have to be involved in athletics to be supportive of athletics, and knowing that they're prideful of what we're doing is just great encouragement for us.
Jody, Jessica is kind of taking us through her daily routine, and you as a volunteer assistant coach this year, what are some of your daily responsibilities?
Well, we pushed practice to early in the morning, so I get up there and we are able just to sit and kind of align schedules. Right now, it's the first week of school back in the winter quarter, aligning schedules. I work with academics. I work with just being able to get them on track with tutors and study hall, and I work predominantly actually with the outfielders and the hitters. Those are my main responsibilities on the field. So I really get to get in there on the grass. And what not a lot of people know about me is I played shortstop for 4 years, but I actually was recruited to UCLA as an outfielder, as a center fielder. And normally it's the reverse. You come in as an infielder and then you get moved to the outfield. Well, I came in as an outfielder and they asked me to play the infield. So a lot of my training previously before UCLA was outfield training. So I'm really excited to get back on the grass and really work with the outfielders out there. And obviously our hitters are some of the best in the country, so I get to get in there, and along with Lisa Fernandez, who is our hitting coach, I get to work right view pro systems, breakdowns, offensive strategy, all the stuff that us as coaches really get into and love. So that along with just kind of hanging out and revamping and helping to continue to build the tradition and culture of our program.
Well, we can't wait. It's right around the corner, and we'd like to thank you, Jody. Welcome back.
Thank
Jessica,
you.
Good luck in the circle this
thank
year.
You.
Everybody will have a great season of UCLA softball. We hope that you'll check them out up at Easton Stadium. It's one of the greatest spots in town. That's going to do it for this edition of Bruin Talk. Allison and I will be back next time with another great show. Until then, so long from Westwood.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.